French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is candy bars. Our mother was proud of us as she watched us like little ducks following in some ancient rite of passage as we went to our first swimming lessons at Happy Hollow on Diamond Lake in the late days of May or early June. Truth was that the lake was still mighty cold. I had to be persuaded to not run back to the warmth of our mom. We were a scant 15 miles from the Wisconsin border on the Illinois side growing up. Yet, Mother's beaming smile of confidence steeled my loins, and I haltingly walked into the lake, pushing back my shock at the cold. We had our lessons knowing that Mom would feel safer, that we would learn to survive living so close to the lake's shore. With shivering blue lips, we were now allowed to go to the tiny village tavern, where they had soft drinks and candy for sale aside from the adult pleasures we dare not consider. We followed the tutelage of our more worldly 12-year-old sister, Jane. We each reached into the chest freezer for frozen Snickers candy bars in the area by the cash register. A safe distance from the bar, further inside, where the local men drank beer and smoked cigarettes in the mid-morning. We stood quietly waiting for the cashier to take the few coins Jane had tucked into a change purse she had gotten from our Nana. Bet, our little sister, was shaking worse than me as we stood with our beach towels wrapped around our still winter-white torsos. Only Sister Jane could convince us to wait until the sun warmed us enough before sinking our teeth into the chewy, dream-inducing amalgamation of almond nougat, milk chocolate caramel, and coarsely chopped peanuts. Eating a cold treat seems counterintuitive, but we were young, and youth is a land of mysticism. I ate my candy bar and gazed at the sight and shape of the graceful weeping willow tree on the absolute edge of the shoreline of our lake. It had a transformative effect on my imagination. It, more she, became a woman whose long willow hair branches drifted into the placid, chilly lake. During World War I, chocolate bars gained huge interest as the government began buying large quantities of chocolate in 20 to 40 pound blocks for the troops. The candy remained in demand after the war, as the returning soldiers had grown to crave the sweet treats. Pick your favorite. I would bet that over 90% of you will find it on this list. Snickers, as mentioned, but also these. Butterfingers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Milky Way, Kit Kats, Three Musketeers, Baby Ruth, Hershey's Chocolate Bars, and Planters Peanut Bar. The list could go on, but these are in the candy bar pantheon. The first chocolate bars were made in Britain by Joseph Fry and his son. I've read that it was Henry Nestle that figured out that he could add milk to this recipe and create a creamier candy bar, but Hershey is a name to be reckoned with on that subject, too. Hershey's Kisses got their name from the sound the chocolate extruding machine made as the chocolate drops were formed. Snickers was named for a horse, and did you know that the Three Musketeers got its name from the fact that it offers vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry? Freezing them is optional. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food. I want candy.